Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You could be listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You could listen on the free Odyssey app, SiriusXM, channel 158, a smart speaker. Thank you for tuning in. Shout out to super producer and host Dave Shepard holding it down in New York. We've talked about a lot. The disaster of the New York Jets. We've talked about Joe Namath. What makes Joe Namath qualified to even pitch a fit about the New York Jets? We talked about Joe Burrow. We talked about Justin Fields. We talked about some of the teams that have clinched postseason berths tonight in Major League Baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers. And then you also have the Philadelphia Phillies. They're trying to go back to a World Series. Good luck. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. As we continue on with the show, I'm going to get to more of your calls. You know, we talked about a team that has had no success. Ironically, they are polar opposites. If you need to look at the New England Patriots and the New York Jets, they sit on complete different ends of the spectrum. New York Jets have no idea what success looks like. And the New England Patriots, they have experienced a lot. And on Ben Roethlisberger's podcast, both he and the bus, Jerome Bettis, they took some time to remind us that, yeah, we think the Patriots cheated us a little bit too. And so we'll hear from Ben Roethlisberger and Jerome Bettis. I want to talk about that. Deion Sanders has some thoughts on moving away from the ass-kicking that his squad just received. Travis Kelce is just, he's just making money all over the place just by hanging out with a pop star. We got a lot to do. And then you know what? Yeah, we've even taken a couple of calls tonight on Damian Lillard, who I believe is still going to Miami. If he ends up in Toronto, I'd be shocked. Let's get to more of your calls, and then we got to talk about these Patriots, man. Because the New England Patriots will never, ever just get away from the cheating. They won't. And I'm not saying they're doing anything right now. But, I mean, when you got Ben Roethlisberger and Jerome Bettis sitting around saying, oh, yeah, yeah, we got cheated. They cheated us, too. You kind of got to go, man, is Belichick can never catch a break. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Will is here from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Will?
Hey, JR. Good to talk to you, man. I'm my schedule kind of changed, so I get to hear your show more, and I'm becoming a big fan. So
up?
Here's my question, man. Like, if I'm the Jets, instead of just like considering the season to be completely over, I don't get it, man. Like I'm an attorney, but I'm a owner of a business. And if something goes wrong, right, like I have to figure out a solution. Like, so here's my point. They got a tough schedule coming up. I look at the schedule, and I mean, they got a daunting schedule. So how do you get past that? I mean, it's definitely not the Coug Hunter, and he ain't it, man. It's obvious. Clearly, the trade for Fields makes no sense. I think Justin Fields can succeed somewhere, but not overnight, and not, you know, probably not in New York. So why not Cousins? Now, I know there may be a financial, and I actually read a CBS Sports article on that, saying the same thing. And possibly, if not him, maybe Jameis, because if the car injury is not severe, which is kind of, I think, where the reports are leading.
His shoulder, he's week to week. Derek Carr's week to week.
Yeah, you know, but he has an injury issue, so I kind of wonder if they're willing to let the insurance policy go there.
No.
But you also got the what's his name? The other quarterback slash wide receiver slash running back that they got, you know. So
Taysom?
Is he still there?
Yeah, Taysom Hill's still there. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, I don't know, man. I just know if I'm Robert Saleh, you got a defense that is giving up on the, it sounds like, on at least the quarterback. I mean, they came in saying we're going to be a top five defense. I need to put, if I'm the coach and I'm the owner, I need to put a quarterback behind center and say that I can say with this guy we can still achieve these goals. Now with Cousins, you know, it's a 1-year deal. He's a mercenary. He's going to go somewhere else. No threat to Rodgers. In my opinion. I mean, if you won a Super Bowl, you might have some kind of deal.
But, yeah,
I mean,
but then,
you know, if he does
that's
great.
The thing. Well, that's I was waiting for you to finish, and I was going to say what you just said.
Yeah, the, go for it. Okay, I'm sorry.
The goal for the New York Jets this season was to, A, get to the postseason, something that didn't happen because of the quarterback play last season, and then
right.
also have a chance at the Super Bowl. It is not enough. And I'm looking at this from a very flat and even perspective, it's not okay. going to be worth it for the New York Jets to go out and give up a draft pick or acquire anybody just to make the postseason. When realistically, unless you feel real good about the same kind of upside, it doesn't make sense to give up an asset and have to pay. It just doesn't.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. And
so
I don't know if there's a guy – Here, but
they're
going to
ride it out because if you're
mm-hmm.
not going to be, if you're only going to be incrementally better, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't.
But don't you, here's my thing. Don't you think there's a chance that, and I don't know who this is, but there's been times where a defense of that level, you know, a Jeff Hostetler wins it, a Trent Dilfer wins it.
This ain't the Bears. This is not the
yeah.
Ravens. No.
But well, I'm just saying that like so you keep, what do you think? You keep Wilson back there hoping that he improves because
yes,
he's a long-term solution?
Yes. It's going to be a slow, bloody
yeah.
process for the Jets. Yes. Yes. Maybe it gets
yeah.
so bad that you bring in a Carson Wentz, but yes, it's going to be.
Oh,
bad.
What about a Nick Foles? That's the other one I want to tell you. And the reason I say that,
man,
dude,
you could throw
everyone hated Wentz on that team. I mean,
well,
that's a known fact. Foles comes in, and everybody hates the quarterback in New York now. I know he's older. I'm just saying.
Well, this is my point. We can
okay.
run down the list. We can throw in the Brissettes and the Wentz. We can go down the
yeah.
list. The point is, the New York Jets are doomed for this year. And they know they were pretty much doomed. Their only second best option, and thank you for calling from Myrtle Beach, was for Zach Wilson to be serviceable. Is he going to improve and be serviceable? Outside of that, it's over, okay? And so that's why you got players who are ticked off. Well, you want him to bench Zach Wilson for who? For what? To put Tim Boyle back there? Come on now. Is everybody going to be excited about Simeon? The players like, we busting our ass. We had Super Bowl aspirations. We had playoff aspirations. Now we got to look at him again? Come on, man. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jason is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jason?
Man, first of all, I want to apologize to all the dumb people from Chicago who've been calling your show tonight. They're a very
what
poor
dumb person called from Chicago? What dumb person called from Chicago?
John is from Chicago. He just moved to Florida.
Oh, the one who doesn't like, the one who didn't like Joe Namath, yeah.
Yeah. Then we got people trying to trade Justin Fields. But anyway, I'm going to leave that aside. Let me say this. I am from Chicago, and I'm also a Dolphins fan, which is ironic, which is what made me call when I heard John say this. Look, Jim McMahon is still revered in Chicago. Revered. Joe Namath was 10 times better than Jim McMahon ever was. The Bears won that Super Bowl because of the defense and because of Walter Payton. That's what got them to the Super Bowl. That's how they won that Super Bowl. And so for John to say, well, why does Joe Namath get to say what he gets to say? Jim McMahon says stuff here in Chicago, man, you would think it was from Jesus Christ himself. Any member of the 85 Bears who says anything in this city, they automatically give it credibility.
That's why I said to John, I said, what you're telling me right now is like a loser's mentality to not understand why the quarterback on the only championship team that won in 1969, to not understand why in New York he is not revered is just a loser's mentality. You go, oh, well, he ain't scored no touchdown in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's some real loser stuff. I'm sorry.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I'm glad you said it, and that's why I called in. I just wanted to let you know because in Chicago – you know, the 85 Bears, there's nothing these guys can do wrong. And they've got really good careers after they play. Most of them are on sports radio shows here. Yeah. You know, they took that one Super Bowl winning season and it hooked everybody up, including Mike Ditka, who didn't do nothing after that either.
Well,
you know,
he cashed
in on that.
Yeah, he says a lot of things now. I try not to hear him, but he says a lot of things. I know.
Amen to that, brother.
Thank you, Jason. You take it easy, all right?
You too, bro.
No problem.
And JR.
Yes?
So Phil Simms has won one Super Bowl. He's got two to his name, obviously, when Hostetler won his and Phil Simms got hurt. Eli's got two. To this day, Joe Namath is still the most revered New York quarterback we've ever had. Including the New York Giants franchise where Eli Manning beat Tom Brady twice.
Yes, Joe Namath is the legend.
Correct.
Man. Yes, he's the legend. It's like, yo, that's the man. And it's not so much, and if you don't understand it, it's not so much about, oh, my God, he went to the Super Bowl, and he didn't score no touchdown in the Super Bowl. Man, you have to understand the historical relevance of the guy. The cultural relevance of the man, especially in New York City. It goes beyond, oh, my God, this is the touchdown. What gives him the right? He actually played in New York. We're talking about a quarterback right now who, if Zach Wilson, he can't go into the city, okay? And if you don't know what I mean by that, a lot of the players in New York do not live, and I'm talking the Jets and the Giants, they do not live in New York City proper. They don't live in the island of Manhattan. They don't live in the five boroughs. They stay in New Jersey where the practice facility is. They go into the city and then they leave. Okay? Zach Wilson is not walking down 42nd Street, 59th Street. He's not on Wall Street having lunch. This man would get shouted and cussed at. What are you doing? Throw better, man. You got to do better. We hope you do better. He ain't doing that. He ain't cut out for it. And there's so many people who play in New York who ain't cut out for it. I mean, you had Mark Sanchez, one of his first photo shoots for GQ. This dude out here, Mark Sanchez, is wearing a fur coat. And he's, paying homage to Joe Namath. Well, Mark Sanchez bombed. Alex Rodriguez, who is probably one of the biggest insecure, super, superstar, talented athletes of all time. Nobody liked Alex Rodriguez in New York. I mean, it was Derek Jeter. Nobody liked Alex Rodriguez. It's like he had to try to push every button. Oh, my God, somebody like me. Like, it's not easy. Joe Namath won, and Joe Namath owned and still owns New York. He don't talk a lot. He doesn't pop up a lot. He's not in everybody's face. He's not screaming about the Jets. He ain't on talk radio. He's selling Medicaid on TV, on commercials. He's 80 years old. But when the guy speaks and when he talks and when he does pop up, people go, he's a living legend. He has an air about him. And I know about kissing Susie Colbert, all that crap from 20 years ago. I watched it live and laughed like everybody else, even though it wasn't funny. But the fact is, when he does talk, you think about what he has done and what he's done over the years. He's a legend. He's the man, the myth, the legend. And so understand that. This is what it just flat boils down to. Did you win? Were you the leader? It wasn't so much about what you didn't do. And oh my God, the Jets should have won more Super Bowls before, you know, his knees gave out. They only won one. Like, that hits me with LeBron stuff. I mean, there's still to this day people who will scream and yell about what LeBron hasn't done. And it's like, well, damn, do you see what the guy did do? And it's not just LeBron or Joe Namath. Sometimes we get so caught up with what someone hasn't done that we don't pay attention to what they do. Well, my kid, man, why are you bringing home 98s? Every test is a 98, 98, 98. Why are you not getting perfects? Well, damn, can we appreciate what I'm doing right here? Stop worrying about me and missing the other 2 points for 100. Like, damn. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Kevin is here from Bloomington, Indiana. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kevin?
Wow, JR. I just want to say that you guys provide me with a ton of entertainment, and I really appreciate what you do on the radio. Joe Namath in 1969 was the epitome of cool.
So cool,
It transcended sports into culture. Those were bleak times. I was alive back then, and you had Vietnam. You had assassinations going on. And Joe Namath was a ray of sunshine. And to this day, I get chills thinking about him. And these, you know, haters are going to hate. And people that are grumpy are going to be grumpy. But you have to call up to your show and complain about Joe Namath. It's just absurd.
Why does anybody hear what Joe Namath thinks? I mean, well, yeah.
Hey, he was cooler than the Beatles. It was that was a beautiful time when he was the quarterback. And I'm a little nervous, so I'm sorry.
No, what are you nervous? There's nothing to be nervous about. We ain't doing nothing but sitting here talking crap. What you nervous about?
Well, I'm pretty crippled up, and I look forward to your guys' show whenever you guys are on, and you provide me 3 or 4 hours of time when I can relax and have a good time. And I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Oh, ain't no doubt, Kevin. Kevin, listen, man, don't be nervous. You call up anytime, all right?
Can I? Because I'd like to talk some soccer with you sometime.
Oh, hell yeah. What's like? I mean, we talking MLS? We talking Premier League? What are we talking about?
I'm talking Indiana Hoosiers.
Hoosiers? Man, what?
15-time champions.
You want to talk to me about
college soccer? They've been playing
soccer
here for 50 years.
You didn't expect Big Ten soccer.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Yeah, Big Ten soccer.
I don't know about that,
championships, you know?
The thing about soccer is it's
an extremely inexpensive game to play.
It is.
And people all around the world, all you need is a ball and a couple of rocks to make a goal.
That's right.
You don't need a bunch of equipment.
Right.
And it's really a beautiful game.
So, Kevin, I agree. If you want to talk to me about, like, MLS, like high level, like Messi, if you want to talk to me about international soccer, if you want to slide in some Premier League or Champions League or World Cup, U.S. women's national teams, men national, we can do that. But I don't know if we're going to start diving into, college level, okay?
Hey, I understand. That's cool. But folks just, I think they don't understand just how international and how available that sport is for
they
folks.
They do. They just don't care here in America, some people. They do. Hey, I don't know if you heard this, Kevin. At some point, I think this might have been in January, and I don't remember the rhyme or reason, or maybe it was the end of last year. I do know I was broadcasting in Portland, Oregon that day. Might have been December. We had a whole conversation, and it was, I don't want to say hilarious, but we got a lot of opinions. And this is pre-Messi coming to the MLS. We had a lot of callers who shared a lot of opinions about soccer, how they felt about it here in the United States of America. And it was, I would say, it's one of the best shows that we did. And if I can find it,
I think I probably heard that one. And, you know, folks are just real ethnocentric here.
What'd you call who? Ethnocentric?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
You know, they don't narrow minds. Narrow minds.
I'd use that one first. Hey, Kevin, I'll talk to you soon. You call me back anytime, all right?
Thank you, JR. You take care and Shep rules.
Yeah, he does. Shep rules it all. Shep rules everything around me. Cream. Hey, Shep, remember that? That was a great show. All those soccer people, you remember that?
I do. That's right, man. And you do love soccer. We don't, obviously, it's not talked about a lot on a national level.
Yeah.
But
people
yeah.
don't, it's not, I understand. I try right. to cast a wide net, man. So
you might be the only national radio host that has interviewed Pelé.
You think so?
I do. Because he doesn't do a lot of media. And
he's
obviously,
not here anymore.
He's not here. Right. Well, obviously, right. But when he was here, he didn't do a lot of media in his later years.
I had to talk to that man in London, bro.
Right.
I didn't even talk to him in America. I talked to him in London.
By the way, JR, for everyone that is saying an anointed Messi, you know, Lionel Messi as the GOAT, and saying there's no one else like him in the history of the sport, that's all fine and good. But he, and I'm sorry to do this, but
yeah,
there's no Pelé. He's not in that stratosphere.
Well, I mean, he helped blaze the trail for these guys.
Right.
I mean, I can't dispute that. That's why I say everything boils down to different eras. Man.
Sure.
Everything boils down to eras. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We'll get some more of your calls. We're going to hear from Ben Roethlisberger and Jerome Bettis about these cheating Patriots. There's so much more to do here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man. You're the man for nighttime radio. I enjoy listening to you every night, man.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You know, we talked about the Jets and their pain. There's a team that's been inflicting a lot of pain on them for a long time now, the better part of 20 years. As a matter of fact, they have beat the New York Jets 15 consecutive times. That is, how do you even do that in the NFL? Like, how do you not win by accident one time? New York Jets are pathetic. Anyway, it's the New England Patriots. And we know Bill Belichick has been whooping their ass forever. 23 seasons as the head coach of the Patriots. At one point in time, the job was his with the New York Jets. He didn't want to go along with the active ownership group at that time and decided to boogie. And so he goes up to New England. There's some guy named Tom Brady that they also draft, and we all know what happened. But along the way, there have been some bumps and some hiccups. And I'm not talking about Tom Brady leaving. I'm talking about some of the controversies. Some of the spying, some of the deflating of footballs, some of the fines and suspensions, etc. Hey, I'm talking about Spygate. 2007, a former New York Jet head coach, Mr. Eric Mangini, used to work for Belichick, blowing the whistle. I'm talking about Deflategate. Tom Brady. I didn't know about the balls. I didn't tell him to deflate the balls. I don't play with the balls before the game. We know about all of that. Well, we can even go back further to 2004. You might remember that season. The New England Patriots won that year. They beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl. But before that, they played a Steelers team. And that Steelers team that they played against had a better record than the New England Patriots at that time. They were 15-1 heading into the season. And so they go to an AFC championship game, and ultimately the Patriots win 41-27. And what does that have to do with today? Well, two legends, the bus, Jerome Bettis, sat down with Ben Roethlisberger on Ben Roethlisberger's podcast, and they were just shooting the you-know-what. And they talked about 2004. And it started off by, hey, Ben Roethlisberger, if you would have played better, not throwing interceptions, we would have went to the Super Bowl. But then they both agreed that there was a little bit more at play. Take a listen to this.
Your ass hadn't thrown two interceptions. We did the Super Bowl. What you mean? Get me to the Super Bowl. What you mean? You don't get me there.
Hey, to be fair, the Patriots cheated.
Well, for sure they did. It's not even a question mark. It's not even a question in my mind. It was 4th and 1. It was 4th and 1. They called timeout. First of all, coach did this back in the day. This meant counter. They saw this. Coach called it. Offensive line coach did that on the sideline. They called timeout. Who normally goes to the sideline on a timeout? The defensive captains, right? They told the nose guard, Washington. They pulled him to the sideline. Big 400-pound guy. He don't want to go to the sideline and come all the way back.
Cold. Right? It was cold.
What he want to go to the sideline for? They yelling, made him go to the sideline. And I always thought, like, where he going? He went all to the sideline and came back. Then we run the play. He loops into the hole. Washington does. They stop us on 4th down, right? That's a critical play in the game. Mm-hmm. They had our signs. And they called a timeout to get them ready for that play because they knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. No question in my mind. I remember it vividly because I thought, why is this big dude going to the sideline?
Mm-hmm. But anyway.
I regret.
Yeah, it's just God shooting the you-know-what. I mean, isn't it? Is it low-hanging fruit to just say the Patriots were cheaters? And no, I wasn't out there with Jerome Bettis and Ben Roethlisberger playing in 11-degree weather in an AFC championship game. I was not there. I wasn't there. But I don't think this takes away from anything that the Patriots have done. I mean, all things considered, were they cheating or were they stealing signs? And at what point in time have you gone from just stealing signs to just absolutely cheating? I mean, we get this in every sport. If I got to think about baseball, how many times does the catcher, he's over here looking up at the batter trying to say, hey, man, what the hell are you looking down here for? Mind your business. Trying to relay signs. I mean, we can go ahead and think about the Houston Astros. All things considered, did they only win a championship because they were cheating? If I got to think about the New England Patriots, did they only win championships because they were spying on teams and their practice habits? Like, I don't think so. Like, everybody's looking for a leg up. And so, look, Jerome Bettis and Ben Roethlisberger, they might be completely right when it comes down to the Patriots deciphering signs and signals. Were they enlisting drones to check out the Steelers before they played the game? I'm not so sure about that. So I know Bill Belichick catches a lot of crap now, as he should, especially the general manager version of him. But come on. Give me more stories. But my mind is never going to change about the Patriots. They got Deflategate. They got Spygate. And Bill Belichick always looking for a leg up. You got your own dude, former coach with you, Eric Mangini, saying that, hey, man, he's out here trying to, you know, steal people's information. There's the whole spying in Cincinnati thing. It's bad. But I'm not going to say that the Patriots only won just because they were cheating. I don't get with that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. For whatever reason, if there's one thing that Belichick is happy about right now, it's Taylor Swift. Or maybe it's the fact that I think he's no longer dating that woman. Hey, Shep, maybe that's why he's so happy now. Because he's a free man, probably, maybe.
Well, listen, I mean, you want to talk about, I know Belichick kind of had a funny joke that it's the greatest catch Kelsey's ever made with Taylor. You see, his relatively new girlfriend, I know they're broken up now. Greatest catch Belichick's ever made. She was out of his league.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. The old girlfriend.
Yeah, he was batting up.
Okay.
Yeah.
He may not have another girlfriend.
Well.
That might be his last girlfriend ever.
He's a multimillionaire, and
he's always going to have a girlfriend.
He's famous. I mean, you see what Robert Kraft pulled in, besides massages?
What? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
True. I'm not making anything up. What? It's true. She's 50 years younger and she looks it. That's all I'm saying. There's nothing infactual about that.
Did you see what Robert Kraft was pulling besides massages? Oh, my God.
He was having a lot of massages. And somehow Deshaun Watson, that's all we seem to care about. But yet it was more grotesque what Kraft was doing at his age compared to what Watson was doing. What they were both doing was horrible. It seems like Kraft went a little bit under the rug.
Does it matter how many times you go back?
Well, let's just put it this way. When we're talking multimillionaires and then Robert Kraft is a multibillionaire, there's a reason why he can get away with a little more than Deshaun Watson. It's just the truth.
There was no evidence of something, right? Impermissible evidence, I think. I think that's what happened with Robert Kraft.
Fair enough. He's got better lawyers.
The evidence can disappear when you got a couple billion, right?
He's got better lawyers. That's what being a billionaire is about. That's what that was.
Yeah. Wow. What are we talking about now?
We were talking about Bill Belichick being in a better mood because he's single.
Yeah. Possibly is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you. Maybe that's why he's hanging out at the Taylor Swift concerts. I don't know. Anyway, how about we just do this?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I just want to say, JR, you're the man. All these other radio shows, you hear the same boring stuff, and you know what I'm saying? I love how you bring the callers in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, we got a ton of callers. We got a lot of callers. We got people who have been waiting a long time to get on the air. So let's go ahead and get to your calls. I have a feeling people are going to talk about Joe Namath. People are going to talk about football. I mean, there's a lot of things here, so let's just get to it. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Arizona, and let's talk to Vinny. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, like always, thanks for taking my call, brother. You and Shep are the best.
Thank you. What's up?
Hey, so two quick questions for you. One of them's kind of on the serious side, and one of them's kind of just for fun.
Well, give me the fun question first.
All right, so the fun question first. To that one dude that called in, that said Joe Namath ain't nothing.
Yeah.
What are the odds on like DraftKings or FanDuel, if it was odds, that Joe Namath got that dude's wife's
Okay, all right. Oh, what's the serious question?
All right. So out of all the teams that should have been juggernauts to start the season that are starting off kind of slow, which one's the most surprising to you? Which one is the most ready to win and turn things around? And is there a football team that kind of stands out to you that people kind of slept on going into the season?
I mean, you're asking me three separate questions. So is there a team that I think is disappointing?
Yeah, like other than Cincinnati, of course.
That was going to be the one team that I mentioned. I can't think about any other team that I'm looking at that I go, oh my God, They're worse than what I thought, you know. Jacksonville, I'd probably say, they've been pretty pathetic. So I thought Jacksonville would be better than what they've been so far.
Fair enough. And then what do you think the Saints' odds are if Carr's actually out? I know it's week to week now, but he does have
– Man, I expect the Saints to finish – I expect the Saints to finish close to 500 and win nothing. That's what it is. If they get to the playoffs, I'd be a little surprised by that, but I expect them to finish around 500.
And that's without Carr, correct, or is that with him?
No, that's with or without him because, I mean, playing in the NFC South, I don't know if there's any team in the NFC South that you look at that, oh, my God, they are head and shoulders above everybody else. Atlanta is still trying to get their feet underneath them with Ritter under center. We know Carolina, they got a rookie quarterback in Bryce Young running around with a busted up ankle right now. And Tampa Bay, they're going to be relying on their defense. But they should be fine. And so you got three teams in the division that I'd say are, I don't want to say equal, but nobody's jumping ahead of the other ones.
I mean, I couldn't agree more with you. Unfortunately, I am a Saints fan, so I was hoping for a little bit more positive news, but no. I love how you just keep it real, man.
Yeah, it's like it's two things. Are you competing for a Super Bowl or are you not? And the Saints aren't competing for a Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're nowhere near that. Even
there you go.
League.
They're competing just to go to the playoffs and to see what happens. They're rolling the dice. So for me, that sticks them in the middle somewhere. So we'll see what happens, man.
All right, well, I appreciate you taking my call. You and Chef, like I said, are the best men, and y'all stay up.
Thank you, Vinny. Appreciate you. Vlad is calling from Illinois. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man? I just wanted to say that Fields and Wilson thing, man, I wasn't really feeling that. I feel like if Wilson was on his team, it would be worse. It's not like the NBA where you can trade really vanilla and stuff, man. I just don't understand.
Wait. Vlad, I have to hit the cough button. Did you say something about Milli Vanilli, or did I make that up?
Willie Vanilli.
Willie who?
Willie Vanilli.
Who? Willie Vanilli?
Yeah.
Help me out. Who's Willie Vanilli? Who is that?
No. It's saying like crazy. That's something we say around here in Illinois. That's my bad, man.
Oh, I never heard that. I've heard of Milli Vanilli. I don't know what you was
saying. Yeah, I got my words mixed up. I'm sorry about that, man. You're about to hit a break, so I was trying to be quick. I'm sorry about that.
It's all right.
And on a side note, man, I told one of my college professors about your show, man. I told him that every time you're not on, they lose customers. I'll see you later, man.
Thank you, Vlad, for calling from Illinois. When you're not on, they lose customers. Great drop. 855-212-4CBS. Grant is calling from Alaska. Go ahead, Grant. Hey, Shep, you might have to take over. Go ahead, Grant.
Hey, JR, I didn't know you were Rip City.
You didn't know I could do what?
I didn't know you were Rip City, Portland,
Rip
Oregon.
As in Baltimore? Oh, no, Rip City as in Portland.
Yeah, Rip City.
Yeah, I was there over the wintertime, yes.
Yeah, that's what you said. I had sheet in my cab. I drove a radio cab for a minute.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was, but this was months ago, just before summertime.
Anyways, back to New York City and Namath. Yeah. I remember Randy Johnson got the put the hand in the cameraman's face?
Yeah, he wasn't ready for it. I mean, well, you're 6'11" and you're Randy Johnson walking down the street. You should get used to a camera in your face. Yeah.
Yeah. My boy, he grew up on 68th and Hunter. 68th and Hunter, and he was 6'5", and was a lone gold boxer in Manhattan, and he had a hat that said, "Have a nice day."
Well,
because that's New York City, and cream, cash rules everything around me.
Yeah, get the money, dollar bill, yo. Ironically, Randy Johnson, for not wanting a camera in his face, he is now a photographer.
I'll take my call off the air.
Well, thank you, Grant. Hey, Shep, do you know what just happened?
I'm busy screening phone calls, man.
I don't know what that guy was talking about. I was also telling you that you may have to take over, man. I'm about to cough up a lung over here, bro.
I got you anytime, JR. You know that.
I may cough up a lung. We got here. Glenn is calling from Toronto. Go ahead, Glenn.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Ask me in 5 minutes. I may not exist anymore, but go ahead.
Yeah. Firstly, I just want to apologize because last time I called, I was speaking about the Blue Jays, and I spoke over you, and that was kind of rude. So I just want to apologize for that.
I don't really recall, but go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to apologize because I spoke over you, and I didn't really. I was talking way too fast and not giving you a chance to respond, and I apologize. Just quickly want to talk about this Damian Lillard. I've heard, is it an actual rumor that the Raptors are trying to sign trade for him, or what's the story?
Yeah, that's been a report, yes. Why that would be the case, I don't know, but yes, it's what's been reported.
I don't want it. Because the amount they're going to have to give up for them for what he's 1 year left in his contract, when we traded for Kawhi, we had a really good team. And Kawhi and with Nick Nurse was the final piece, with obviously a couple other trades in midseason to get us to the championship. He's not going to be the one that's going to make turn
Glenn,
up the championship contenders.
I wouldn't worry about it too much because I don't think it's going to happen. I think Portland is trying to utilize Toronto to kind of push Miami to make a trade. So I wouldn't say.
Also, one other thing with that whole Jerome Bettis, Ben Roethlisberger thing. I'm going to go with something that Patrick Waugh once said to Jeremy Roenick when he chirped him. He said, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. My championship rings are blocking my ears. So, you know, those six rings are kind of like, I think, blocking Bill Belichick's ears to the criticism from those two.
Hey, I don't think that man gives a damn what anybody says, so I hear you, man.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you have a great night, man.
You too. Appreciate you. Yeah, what does Bill Belichick care about? The man cares about football. I don't know what else. Shep, what do you think Belichick's interests are outside of football? Nothing, right?
The Naval Academy.
Because
of his dad's coaching legacy there.
Right.
His sons.
Who makes the funny face is still on the staff?
I believe so, yes.
With the mullet.
Right. Trust me, New England fans in the worst way do not want him anywhere near being a head coach when Bill hangs it up. It's probably going to be Mayo anyway, but lacrosse, he played lacrosse in college.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he did. He did. And that's it. Lacrosse, the Naval Academy, his sons in football.
He's very respectful to people that serve this country. He does a really good job of honoring those individuals.
He don't care about nothing else.
Pretty much.
You know what? Let's hear from Bill Belichick on the other side.
Sounds good.
I know what he's excited about. She's like 6 foot tall and blonde. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
I'm here to tell you about Pom-Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom-Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom-Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Can I get a refill, please?
No one wants to get sidelined by COVID-19, including me. I've got my work, my family. I want to be able to keep my plans. I'm getting this season's COVID-19 shot. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. Learn about eligibility and schedule your COVID-19 shot on the CDC site vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Oh, look who's here.